This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, how your DNA can work like a time machine. But first, Jordan announced this week that it will let Iraqi refugee children register for school. The new school year starts on August 19, and as many as 50,000 Iraqi youngsters may enroll. A quarter of the 2 million refugees who've left Iraq are of school age, 300,000 of them reportedly in Syria alone. The UN has called for aid to overwhelmed host countries, saying, quote, "A whole generation of Iraqi children is in danger of missing out on an education." Christelle Yunus is an advocate for Refugees International. She recently returned from Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon and is in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Are there enough schools, classrooms, teachers to handle this?
No, there aren't. And this is why the United Nations have come up with an appeal for all donor countries to finance this effort to try to get more children into schools in Jordan and Syria in particular.
Tell us what are some of the problems that host countries face when they try and do this.
Basically, in the course of 3 years, Jordan and Syria saw over 2 million Iraqis arrive in their countries. Mm-hmm. This is, of course, draining all the local infrastructures. And schools are not an exception to that.
And it's also just based on history, raise this concern. Are some of the, we call them host countries, countries where refugees have been able to get to out of Iraq, are they concerned that if they begin to enroll children in school, the families will stay there?
They're very concerned, and we must remember that those countries are also hosting hundreds of thousands of Palestinian refugees. In fact, Palestinians are over 70% of the entire Jordanian population. And so Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, etc., don't want to see themselves dealing with another protracted crisis with another population that's not going to be leaving anytime soon.
The United States has reportedly committed $10 million to Jordan for education so far, but so far nothing for Syria. Which raises this question. Some people are reluctant to give money to the Syrian government, even if it's earmarked for humanitarian purposes.
We understand the political constraints in providing bilateral aid to Syria on the part of the United States government, but there are other ways to provide assistance to Syria through the United Nations, through NGOs, but also through working with other donor countries and asking them to see what they can do to help Syria. For Jordan, however, there is no excuse not to provide more assistance.
Are there reasons some Iraqi families would not enroll their youngsters in school?
Well, many Iraqis are terrified at the idea of being sent back to Iraq, especially in countries where they don't have any sort of legal status. Jordan is one of them. So many families actually live underground and in hiding and don't want to be sending their children to school. In many cases also, families have been traumatized, children have been traumatized, and people are very scared to send their children anywhere. Also, many families have their children working because as it is forbidden for Iraqis to work in these countries, it's much easier for children to work than for adults.
Yeah, you've mentioned the responsibilities of the international community. There's a government in Iraq. Do they bear some responsibility too?
Absolutely. They bear very strong responsibility. Unfortunately, we're not seeing them do much either. In April, in Geneva, the government of Iraq promised that it would provide Jordan and Syria with $25 million to deal with this crisis. $25 million is not much, but it is a start. Those $25 million have not been given just yet. The government of Iraq must gear up its efforts to deal with refugees.
So the greatest fear would be that youngsters would essentially miss out on education in their lives because of what's happened.
This would certainly be a tragedy. Iraq used to be one of the most educated societies in the Middle East, and now an entire generation of Iraqis might not go to school inside and outside of Iraq. This is not only a humanitarian disaster, but it also may have security implications. Nobody wants to see hundreds of thousands of teenagers with nothing to do and out in the streets.
Mm-hmm. And no education, no means to get a lasting
job. Exactly.
Christelle Yunus, an advocate for Refugees International. Thanks very much.
Thank you.